One reason I like Alive from Off-Center so much is that it offers an early look at artists who might soon move from off-center to dead center. Bill Irwin is on Broadway now, starring in a one-man showcase that began as a segment of Alive from Off-Center. David Byrne, who's done something for off-center almost every season, has shown up on the cover of Time magazine, hailed as a Renaissance man. But there's another reason I like this PBS series so much, and that's because some of the things it shows are so outlandish and obscure, I know I'll never see them anywhere else on TV, ever. And when you watch as much TV as I have to, finding something different is half the battle and more than half the fun. The fourth season of Alive from Off-Center kicks off this week with two separate programs. The opener, by David Byrne, is called Ilha Aie, which means the House of Life in Portuguese. It's a documentary about the people of Brazil who practice a religion called Candomblé, and it's a fairly interesting hour. I had much more fun, though, with the second installment of the series, which is introduced like this.
At the turn of the century, an eccentric French magician named Georges Méliès was the first movie director to use special effects to make the impossible come true. His subjects were fairy tales, fables, and reconstructions of actual events. In this program, classic Méliès films are combined with contemporary works done by three French artists in the Méliès spirit. It's a tribute to Georges Méliès, the grandfather of movie magic.
How can you ask for anything more off-center than that? There's a French guy I never heard of, speaking in French to introduce short films by and starring other French people I never heard of, all of whom are paying tribute to a French director who made films almost 100 years ago and who I only heard of once. You know that old silent movie short, A Trip to the Moon, that has a bullet-shaped spaceship landing on the moon's face? That's the guy we're dealing with here. Most of Méliès's films are lost, but his original scripts have been found. This off-center installment lets three young directors loose on those scripts, using modern techniques to make new, old movies. Since they're silent films, it doesn't help that much to play excerpts on the radio, except that the music in every piece is fabulous. This, for example, is the accompaniment to Philippe Gautier's recreation of The Seven Deadly Sins. The sets are in black and white and are highly stylized. The hero, the devil, and the seven women who personify the deadly sins are all in color, and the sight gags are truly bizarre. The hero manages to resist the first six women, but lust finally does him in and delivers him to evil. A few of Méliès's original films are included, and they're great. He was making docudramas, recreations of actual events, before even newsreels were invented. And his playfulness with the camera makes him the unofficial grandfather of Ernie Kovacs, who had the same try-anything attitude towards television. For me, the Méliès installment of Off-Center is right on target. Watch for it.